Frishta's business has nearly come to a halt. Earning a living from making traditional clothes and handicrafts is no longer an option, since many small businesses have gone bankrupt. In addition to sanctions and frozen assets, the Taliban's reversal of women's participation in society has further hindered the flow of aid to Afghanistan. Frishta is struggling to keep up morale for her 7 children, whose education has suffered for years, first because of the pandemic and then the Taliban takeover.
It's been 1 year that they have been promising and haven't done anything. We haven't seen any results. Girls can't go to schools and women can't go to their jobs.
Women in cities complain of harsh restrictions. From face veils to women's attire and suspension of many public jobs, the Taliban government says it is implementing Islamic law.
The Ministry of Vice and Virtue has replaced the Ministry of Women's Affairs. There are some women who have been appointed by the Taliban who don't think it's just tokenism.
Saying that women can't go around the city or do their jobs freely isn't accurate. I still have female staff working at this hospital. Female doctors are doing their jobs as in the previous government. Besides doctors, other female personnel are also working in some government departments.
3/4 of Afghans live outside the cities, and most of rural Afghanistan is traditionally conservative. That's where the Taliban's biggest support base comes from. Niloufar is a teacher, and despite her brothers being unemployed in this government, she supports the Taliban. She says a majority of women in Afghanistan wear what she calls the hijab in their own way. And that's an Afghan tradition, not a Taliban rule. Wouldn't most women from Afghanistan look at you and hear you and think that you've been brainwashed and this is not what most women of Afghanistan want?
We aren't brainwashed. I teach the Quran. Islam has given rights to women like inheritance, education, to become a professor and anything they want to be. If we go without the hijab, it's against the Quran. And if we are Muslims, we should follow the Quran.
Taliban officials have been accused of using excessive force when women protest. They in turn want women to organize protests after seeking permission, and they also cite safety and security as concerns. But to achieve that, most women of Afghanistan will have to trust the Taliban. And that's unlikely while most schools for teenage girls remain closed and promises to uphold women's rights are not put into action. Sama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kabul.